Hello, penguins, and welcome to this very first episode of The Hard Truth with your girl, Faiza Ramouni of Expired and Fabulous. And I know this podcast was previously called Girl Talk, Real Talk, but, you know, I've learned a lot about myself during this, you know, past year, and also I'm even talking about this so fucking much lately, and more so really during this quarantine time, which is what we're going to be talking about today in today's episode of The Hard Truth titled The New World, okay? Because let's be honest, that is exactly what we are signing up for here, or rather even whether we signed up for it or not, we are getting presented to a whole new world. And I think in a lot of ways that has to open up to a whole new us, all right? A whole new you, which also brings me to the whole new podcast. I just felt like I needed something new, something refreshing, something more me. And I say that with so much caution because I don't want to sound like Girl Talk, Real Talk wasn't me. And therefore, like, who the fuck was that? I mean, it was still me. But I just feel like you could probably read a little bit more individually about my own thoughts of what I'm going through in my transition as trying to just discover myself more and using this quarantine wisely, which, as I said, is what we're going to be talking about in today's podcast episode. If you are not on my most recent blog, which is called The Muzrab Girl Diaries, it can be found on my website, www.expirednancyfabulous.com. Hello, Stebedina. You can check it out there. I posted my first installment to it just this past Sunday, and inshallah, God willing, every Sunday is where I will continue to post on there. Now, the reason I'm bringing all of this fucking up is because I have, during this quarantine time, really, as of really the beginning of the year, I don't know if you guys have been following some of my writing. I went on, I went off, but I have found myself doing a lot of self-discovery and a lot of going back to the roots of what makes me happy and the truest and most fulfilling ways that I can help other people and continue on with my mission in a way that factors me in, where I'm not exhausting myself. I'm not putting myself in a position where I'm overworking or promising the moon in the sky and I can't fucking deliver it because my ass gets too fucking swamped with everything else that I don't even know how to multitask anymore. So it just became a pattern of just endless fuck ups that I just found myself during this quarantine really sitting down and in many ways almost like restructuring everything. Like everything, you guys. Like from my podcast, clearly, hello, to my website, and of course with my clients, my business, but my message in so many ways, like how I want to deliver that, what I want to do. This quarantine time has made me really fucking self-evaluate and realize what I can and cannot do, what I can and cannot deliver, and not being so hard on myself for those things as well. You know, being okay to open the door to change, being okay to open the door to getting help, asking for help, which is something, I mean, I've put this on the table many, many times before. I struggle with a lot. You know, I struggle with a lot. It's not just a pride issue. It's a part of just the way I've been conditioned to believe that, you know, if you ask for help, you know, that's a weakness or that's embarrassing because, you know, you should know what you're doing. But So I have conditioned my mind to think that I need to continue living that way and thinking that way and processing things that way. And although this sounds like a very long tangent here, which is, you guys already fucking know, everything with me is about tangents. There's so much substance in tangents. So I say all this to you because this quarantine time, this new world we're living in, is going to put all of us in a position to do a lot of self-reflection. All right. A lot of self-reflection. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on right now being at home. All right. And for those of you out there still working, to the doctors, the, you know, the nurses, all of the medical staff out there, to those working in all these fucking stores that are still open, putting themselves at risk, putting their families at risk, I say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for your sacrifice, for what you are doing to make sure that we are safe, okay? Even more of a reason why all of us fucking sitting at home need to be doing our part, all right, to use this time wisely. All right, use this time wisely. There's like a lot of hardships we're about to face. It's a lot of hardships we're already fucking facing, all right? Many of you are probably even dealing with positions where you are currently laid off, or you don't have a job, or you were just about to start a job you really liked, and now, well, fuck you, you know? It's like there are so many adjustments all of us are having to make every single day. This is why there's a lot of sense of uncertainty. You know, what's going to happen? Now, I say all this with the deep, okay, belief within my soul. Like, I truly feel we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this, guys. We are going to triumph. All my people in Chicago, hello. I get it. I wish I was part of those fucking concerts everybody's having. I don't know where the fuck those things are happening, but have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Not happening in my area because we're fucking boring as fuck, but that's all right. We're going to survive this. Like, no joke. I do not live in an area that's like exciting where people are fucking putting music and celebrating and, oh, let's all live together and sing music and smile. Like, bitch, get the fuck inside the house. So to everybody out there doing their thing, enjoying those concerts, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. You know, but it's like, I just feel like everybody has some sort of hope that this is going to get better, right? That it's going to get better. And I very deeply feel the very same thing. I think that we are going to get through this, but this is going to be, guys, a whole new fucking world. It's going to be a whole new world. And you want to be prepared for that. Now, I say that in a way, it sounds fucking like, you know, conspiracy theory and all this kind of shit. No, I say it more that, like, the world's going to be a very different place from this. We're never going to be the same after this COVID-19. The way we live our lives, the way we treat the world, the way we treat each other, animals, the environment, our jobs, what we're doing with our time, where we're going, what you really want to be and do with your life, all of that. This new world's going to need you to have a little bit better understanding as to who that is, because we need that light. We need you to share that light. You know, we all have to share our light with the world. And you share your light through figuring out your own fucking goddamn self, right? Got to start with you. So what could we be doing, all right, during this time to grow and reflect and change? What could we be doing in order to do that? Because this change that you want to aspirationally be seeking, okay, and working towards every single day is a change that's going to be on how you grow, reflect, and, as I said, change around not only yourself and with yourself, but with your family, with your friends, with your partner, or the relationship you're currently in. I know you guys are hearing me turn paper. You're hearing me lip smacking, all that stuff. I'm not fucking editing one bit of that out of this episode because I'm just going to sit here and keep it real. We're just talking, okay? So I'm not going to fucking worry about, oh gosh, they can hear me breathing or they can hear me turning a paper or shit like that. Fucking see it as an ASMR. You know? Fuck it. It just became an ASMR, okay? There. That sound was me putting my water down. So as I said, this growth, this, you know, restructure, if you want to say, is going to have to come in many ways with your family, your friends, your partner, guys, with your job, with your future, spiritually, where are you at? You know, I mean, it's a time to grow in every aspect. So how do you really do that? How do you use this time wisely? Well, you got to start by seeing this whole thing for what it is, a reset. Okay, this is a fucking reset. Best way, obviously, to ever reset anything is by shutting it off first before you even restart it, right? So your off mode is already happening. You're fucking stuck home. If you have the luxury to be stuck home right now. Because a lot of doctors and people working in fucking Mariano's and Jewel and Aldi and everything and Walgreens and all these places, Starbucks that are still open, that are fucking helping all of us, they're out. If you have the luxury of being home, you're already off. Okay? You're off right now. You are living a luxury right now to be able to be home. And I know some of you might be listening to that and be like, bitch, I'm fucking home broke. And it's like, shit, you don't think I fucking get it? All of us are struggling right now, guys. Some might be in a much deeper level of shit than others, but we're all going through this, except the people who have been paid out of the trillions of dollars that who knows where the fuck the government took that, because I know my ass didn't get a fucking stimulus check yet, so the fuck? Stupid, where's my money, you dumb, you know? Stupid. I mean, I don't have it. I don't know where it is, but it's not in my account. I tell you this much, you know? But here's the thing. I mean, if you have the luxury of being home, even if you're fucking worried about bills right now, which hopefully you're getting some help with, some assistance, because a lot of companies out there are giving a lot of help to the American public, guys out there. So if you are struggling with your phone bill or struggling with your, you know, your heat, electricity, water, whatever it might be, guys, look out there. There are programs to help right now. A lot of people are coming together. So make sure you're staying afloat about what resources are out there that can help you, all right? And kind of just lessen all the worry and stress, because you're getting enough of that pumped into you on fucking watching the news every day. So if you have the luxury of being home, take that as your first step to turn yourself off. This is your off time. Now, what I want you to do is grab a piece of paper, all right? If you can get to one right now, and you're just fucking sitting at home, what the fuck else are you doing? Go fucking grab a piece of paper. Oh my God. Grab a piece of paper and grab a pen. All right, go grab a pen, a pencil. I don't give a shit. Fucking feather with ink. I don't give a shit. Something to write with, something to write on. Okay? Yay. So you're going to get a piece of paper and you're going to write 3 categories. Okay? The me category, M-E, the we category, W-E, and the they category, T-H-E-Y, okay? I wallah for a second, I thought I misspelled that, guys. I was like, I stopped myself, I'm like, wait a second, did I spell that right? Yeah, I did. Now, the me, we, and they category is something I've been talking a lot to individually with my clients when it comes to using this quarantine time wisely, right? And of course, by wisely, you already know what I'm talking about, right? But the mission of this podcast still remains the same. Help get you right, get them right, and get it right, right? And what is the it? The it is love. And that love starts with yourself. You already know this, or maybe you don't because you're stupid, you know? Like I was for 31 years. Boy, did I waste a lot of time. Done does the same thing, stupid, you know? Now, the me, we, they category that I have just been fucking annoying the fuck out of my clients, I love you guys, is really important because the me, we, and they categories are 3 very separate journeys that you are going to go on throughout your entire life, guys, throughout your entire life. But it's a great time to start in quarantine because, as I said, these are 3 different categories that help you better understand where you're currently at with yourself, with the people around you, and your ultimate mission, your goal, your purpose, your dream. What do you want to do here? What do you fucking want to do here, you know, on this planet? What do you want to do? You want to sit around and just appease your parents all day because they're getting you very far in life, you know, just from the kitchen downstairs listening to them say, here she comes, unmarried again. It's like, nobody gives a shit, you know? It's what do you want to do with your life? You want to figure that out, don't you? Shit. And even if you have figured it out, don't you, maybe you're in a position you want to get a little bit more aligned with yourself, more aligned with that mission, more aligned with that purpose. Maybe you're finding yourself misguided, a little misdirected for whatever reason. Make a me, we, they list. Now, what is this me, we, they list, right? Well, a me, we, they list, I feel like that's such a tongue twister if I say that a few times. Me, we, they, me, we, they, me, we, they. Oh, no, I could say it. I'm smart, though, you know, and I'm very smart. I'm the brains of brains, you know? So, as I said, a me, we, they list is just to kind of help you really look at where you're currently at in your life. You know, you can't bring about any change if you are not aware of who you are, where you are, and what you and where you want to be, really. So you got to really have awareness is the most powerful tool in this world. I encourage everybody listening to this to always be seeking it in every aspect of your life. Every aspect of your life. So yes, starting with the me list, okay, the me part is all about you serving you, all right? You serving you. Now, how do you really serve you? Now, I've broken this down into three different categories. And to me, that's self-love, career, and soul, all right? Where are you at with your self-love? Where are you at with your career, with your job? Are you happy in it? Are you happy with yourself? Where are you at with your soul? You know, and I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm talking about when you really dive deep. Where are you at with your soul? Are you at peace? Are you angry? Are you holding on to some resentment? Are you feeling unfulfilled, lost, confused? Do you feel like you have imposter syndrome? I mean, all of this is important to ask yourself that. So you can even break it down. Put me, this is what I did. This is what I did, guys. This is what I've done. This is what I've been telling many of my clients to do because it's been so resourceful and helpful. Put down me. And then just put three little sub tabs, self-love, career, and soul. And write down, where are you at? Where are you at with your self-love? Where are you at with your career? Where are you at with your soul? And then once you're done with that, you make a we part, right? This is the second part, to the me, we, they. You have the me and now the we. The we is your world, the world around you, okay? And again, ABC to what the world around you is and how I've been able to categorize this is with family, your partner, and your friends. Family, partner, and friends. Now, why is it in that category? Or why do I have it in that category, right? It's because family, of course, is the world that we live around every single day. I mean, our families mold us, right? So figuring out where you're at where you are at with your world, okay, your family, your partner, your friends is really important because it kind of makes you understand yourself a little bit better. Maybe many of the decisions you're making are based off of where your family is, where your partner's at, where your friends are, their perspectives. So you really have to look at your family, your partner, and your friends right now. Where are you at with them? What's your relationship like with your mom, with your dad? Do you have siblings? What is it like with them? What's it like with your family as a whole? I mean, do you have like one of the, like a really fucking shitty ass dad side of the family who's always sitting around gossiping and shit because they have nothing better to do with their time? Fucking get it. You know, the we is building your world. How's your world around you? What is it like with them? When it comes to, and I'm not just talking about your family, guys. I said family, partner, friends. Where are you at with your partner or lack thereof? Where are you at? And no, a partner and family and friends are not going to be included in the me category. It's in the we because your world, all right, your world shapes who you are, but only you define who that is. So in the me, we, they, it's always going to start with you. Only you can serve yourself, or it can really serve yourself. Your family can't do that. Your partner cannot do that. And your friends can't. And if you depend on any one of those forms of validation, I can promise you, you're going to be very, very, very disappointed in life. And I'll also tell you, you're going to also find yourself in a position where you might be living for the family, partner, friends, the we category. And in that, you're just on a path that is looking for their thumbs up when in fact they couldn't give a fucking shit. Probably only care about how they look in front of the community or the church or the mosque or Abu Khara or whoever the fuck wants to put their business in everybody's like, you know, just your me category is more important than the we category. I'm sorry. It is. Doesn't say mean that family, a partner, and friends are not important. They help build you, but they do not build you. You build yourself. So you need to get on that understanding that the me and the we are two very different categories, and know your family, your partner, and your friends, although they are a part of your life, are not going to build your life and encompass all your happiness. Only you can do that. So please remember that the me category and the we category are two very different categories. The me really needs to focus on you serving you. And as I said, how do you serve yourself? Through self-love, where you're at with your career, where you're at with your soul. And then the we category is your world, the world around you, your family, your partner, your friends. So ask yourself where you're at with them. Where are you at with your family? Where are you at with your partner? Or as I said, lack thereof. Where are you at with that? Are you happy? Do you feel fulfilled? Or do you feel stuck? Are you single and thinking it's just never going to happen for you? That you're going to constantly get those invitations for those 19-year-old girls who just got engaged. And it's like, honey, didn't you just get your period 2 weeks ago? Like, you know? You know, or are you divorced? Are you widowed? Are you healing? I mean, where are you at? Make the list, the we, your world. Where are you at with your family? Where are you at with your partner and your friends? Gosh, do you even know what a friend is? Because there's a lot of people out there who don't. And they think they have so many friends and they don't even have fucking one. But they think they do. Because, you know, it's all about numbers. But let's see how many of those numbers come out when you really need them. You know? Remember that. So where are you at with your friends? And even if you don't have any, that also is still in that category. Where are you at with your friends? None? Why? Have you lost friendships? If so, why? Where are you at with that? Write it down. Look at the world around you. And then when you're done with your we category, you move on to the they. Right? The they category is your mission. And the they are the people you're going to serve. The people you're going to help. The they could be your patients as a doctor. The they could be your clients as a makeup artist on social media. They can be those customers that come in to your fucking Best Buy waiting to see that beautiful smile on your face that just gives them that little hope that, man, maybe my day will get a little fucking better. As Muslims, we should know this because even a smile is charity in our faith. God knew that even a smile had the power to change somebody's day, somebody's week, somebody's month, hey, fuck, somebody's year. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't even see the smallest form of kindness we can give to one another. They don't get it at home. They don't get it in their friend group or in society. So, shit. I mean, yeah. We all have a mission. Every single one of us. So, me, we, they. Really the me and we. Will help you get more aligned with the they, what the mission is, what your purpose is. What are you here for? What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? It's a scary, scary time right now, you guys, because we're, as I said, there's so much uncertainty, right? And there's a lot of alone time. You know, there's a lot of fucking people spending a lot of time alone right now. And let's be fucking honest. There's nothing scarier than spending time with yourself, especially when you've spent so long running from that person for whatever reason. But the whatever reason part is the one I'm nudging you to look at. I'm nudging you to do the me, we, they list to kind of maybe help you get more aware of the things you're maybe running from. Maybe seeing it on a piece of paper. That might help you see it a little bit clearer. Maybe looking down at the me list and realizing you're not in a good place with your self-love, or you're not in a job you really like. You're not in a good place with your soul. You know, your soul's not really at ease. You're still fucking angry about that guy who left you like 7 years ago because he just wanted to go ahead and let his dick go on a dickathon all around town. You know what I mean? It's like, get it, you know? But whatever it is, all right, wherever you might be, that is holding you back from fulfilling the they, the mission, the people waiting for you. And I promise you, there's somebody out there fucking waiting for you to just love you. Because when we love ourselves, we're not afraid to look at ourselves. And not many of us will really like what we're looking at. Okay, shit, I fucking went through that, especially the past few weeks. I'm like, God damn, I don't fucking like what I'm looking at right now. But I can either condemn and persecute myself for that, or I can make some changes that will help. Help the me, help the we, and then fucking help the they. Because each and every one of us have to be fucking chasing our mission, our purpose, the reason we're here. And I believe that reason is very much connection. I've said this many, many times. We're here to connect with one another. And how do we truly connect? By knowing ourselves. And here's the hard truth. I get it. It's a scary time. There's a lot of fucking scary things, uncertainty, and you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know what might happen. You don't want your parents to get sick. You don't want anything to happen. I get it. Everybody, we're all in this together, guys. I fucking get it. We're all struggling with many of those same anxieties and fears. But if we don't use this opportunity to our advantage, and to your advantage would be to get yourself more aligned with you, with what you want to do, with who you want to be after this fucking quarantine's done, then what the fuck was all of this for? What was all this about? Come out of all of this with a win. And you win by figuring out who the fuck you are, what the fuck you want to do with your life, and be willing enough to push past whatever barriers are there. All right? Because let me tell you, if you can make it through this quarantine with half the families many of us live with, then what the fuck can't you get through? Let's be really, really real here, shall we? So let's use this time wisely, guys, because I don't know if we're going to get another opportunity like this to be home. And I mean, hopefully not. I hope we don't have to ever fucking face something like this again. So use this opportunity to just sit and allow everything to reset while doing the work you need to do to better yourself, your world, and the world around you, all right? I mean, my gosh, guys, look how much the world is changing, not just with this whole, you know, pandemic as far as all the fear and anxiety is concerned, but my gosh, in the world itself. The world itself is getting a whole reset. There's not a lot of cars on the road anymore. It's breathing. The proof is like fucking outside my window. I've been hearing birds. I don't even know what half of them are. I feel like I'm living in the fucking Brazilian jungle here because I don't know what half the noises I'm hearing, but they're birds, various different birds. Some have come in from who knows where, but I mean, they're there. And the point is I hear them, which I didn't before. Okay. So even the earth is just breathing again. Let's breathe with it. Okay. And we do that by appreciating the small things that we have, like the ability to stay home right now, to feel protected behind four walls where many other people are not. They're still out. They're still putting themselves at risk. I mean, you have that, the appreciation of that. Use this time to dive deep and look at yourself, all right? It is a scary time, but it's one we're gonna fucking get through. And the way you get through on top is by putting yourself first, looking at who you are, where you're at, and where you wanna be. And being fearless enough to chase that while being stuck behind four walls and even out when you're not. That is it for this week's episode of the Hard Truth Penguins. I truly hope that you enjoyed it and it was able to help even one of you out there. That would make me very, very fucking happy because one is more better than none, right? At least because you guys are moving forward and that would make me so fucking happy. So if this was able to help any one of you, please make sure to leave a comment below or share it with somebody else who needs to hear it. I thank you guys so much for your patience as I've gone through my journey, ups and downs, and you've seen it all. And the consistency, the inconsistency, the ups, the downs, the crying, the not, you've seen it all. And I thank you for your patience through that journey. And I feel very confident about the one moving forward. And I thank you, as I said again, for just being patient enough with me. I truly hope that I can continue to deliver and I will continue to work hard for each and every one of you because my mission at the end of the day, they are all of you. And I want to continue helping each and every one of you as much as I possibly can. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. And if you feel inspired to give this a thumbs up or as I said, to share it with somebody, please make sure to do that. I would truly appreciate it. And last but not least, if you are going through a heartbreak during this time and struggling to kind of transition or navigate through it, please make sure to check out my heartbreak guide, From Broken to Fabulous. It is an audiobook intended to help take you from your broken state to find the fabulous one in many of the ways I'm going to help all of you do here on this podcast, The Hard Truth. But if you want something more, obviously, like now, instead of fucking waiting every single week, please make sure to check that out on my website, frombrokentofabulous.com. Again, that is it for this week's episode of The Hard Truth Penguins. Until next week, stay flirty, stay fearless, but most importantly, stay fabulous.